staying for the next to last talk on the last day, putting up with the fire marshal and the Jesus freaks in there and all that. I'm Inertia, and I'm here to talk about NMRCOS. It's a distribution of Linux that the Nomad Mobile Research Center developed. Nomad started this project a long time ago, and it never really got off the ground, but we've been working pretty hard on it after the events that Nomad's talked about yesterday at our panel. Overall goals for the project, we want a stable, secure, trusted system. Users, we were going to make this, kind of like a as hard to install as we possibly could. We basically provide you with a floppy, and you'd get a shell, and then tell you to untar this file or some shit like that. We changed that when we realized that we wanted to make it more accessible to people that weren't really that knowledgeable about security, so that it comes up locked down, and the administrator has to unlock things in order to get access to the internet and everything, so that it's more secure. The intended uses, things like human rights activists and stuff like that. Although if you heard Philip Zimmerman's talk at Black Hat, I probably shouldn't say that, because now I can't use that in court to get out of shit. So anyway, like I said, Nomad came up with this idea. His first idea was to use a Slackware install and kind of hack through things and hodgepodge it together. It never really got off the ground. What the problem was is that there's too much overhead required to get it out the door. So when I came on, I said, well, hey, why don't we start with something else? We talked about several different distributions, Red Hat and Debian and stuff like that. We ended up going with Debian. And the reason why we decided to do that was because I've had several problems with Red Hat before, and the quality of Debian just seemed to be far and above the best of any distribution that I could find. Their documentation was up to date. They had everything about how to make a derivative CD. It was just a really high quality distribution, and so we decided to go with that. Now the other thing is, why not just start from scratch and do a completely new distribution? We thought about that as well, but in the end, the only real rationale for that would be just bragging rights. We'd have to rank our own installer. We'd have to make our own, CD creation, system and everything. And so it just really didn't seem to be that big of a problem, to take one that already exists. I mean, that's one of the hacker tenets: use what's out there, right? So that's what we did. All right, so we got a Debian-based OS. We got a tweaked kernel that's still running kernel 2.2. That's how old this project is. Nomad is, I didn't do everything on the project. Took all of us to do it. Nomad was the guy that did most of the kernel work. I'll talk about that here. We got 2.2.25 right now. I think we got an update to that. The OpenWall patch, the HapLinux pass, Trusted Path Enforced, and we got random IP IDs. We didn't go with the GR security patch because Nomad thought that it would be a little more... They had some cool stuff in there, but Nomad thought that it was more difficult to set up. So we ought to stay with what we got here, and later on move on to that if we could. Now I should note that this isn't the idea for this coming out now with a 1.0 release, there's certainly going to be a lot of problems, and I'm sure you're going to find a lot, I'm sure. But the idea is kind of like why we're releasing Encrypt and Encovert, you know, to get you guys to think and to try and come up with new ideas that maybe, you know, avenues we haven't even thought of how to lock the box down, how to do things. So when I talk about things like why we, for instance, we, let me see here. But why we, one of the goals of the project is we're trying to enforce not, to help not just the security of the administrator, but the security of the users, the privacy of the users as well. That's why we have Encrypt on there. We're planning on having cryptographic file systems. We don't have it yet. We want to get this out to you guys so that you can use it, see what's wrong, see what you think can be improved, get it back to us, and you know, away we go. We have some customized applications. Pine, I think, is it still 4.56? It might have been updated, but we tweaked that so that the headers come back all screwy, so you don't know what's sending it. And SendMail 8.12.9, we went with that. That, if you're familiar with Debian, they have three mini distributions within itself. It's stable, testing, and unstable. Currently, or at the time of this writing, SendMail 8.12.9 was an unstable. So you may ask, why did we use unstable in our shipped version? Well, we found a couple problems with security problems with it, and Nomad felt safer going with SendMail 8.12.9 as opposed to what's currently in Debian's. Yeah. Right. Well, the question was, why did we use SendMail as opposed to something else? Debian, by default, installs EXIM, I think. And so why do we even bother selling SendMail by default? Well, the reason for that is because it came down from the mountain on a tablet from Nomad. He said, we're going to install SendMail. So if you don't like SendMail, blame him. And we also, that's what he's most familiar with, and I'm not really a mailer guy, so I said, you know, what the fuck, we'll do that. The other thing we do is we auto-run Bastille by default during the second stage install, assuming that you choose to install Bastille, it auto-runs. I think we're the only distribution that does that on install by default. The other things we got going on is it installs and boots up in a lockdown state. We've done the tests where we install the operating system. We have another system hooked up. We run Nmap against it repeatedly, make sure that everything's locked down, and it comes back. Everything's clean, locked down by default. You open it, the administrator opens it up if they feel like they want to have a particular application running. We have Snort on there that's also installed. If you go through the task selection and select that. As I mentioned before, we have Encrypt and Encovert, which Nomad talked about yesterday. I was going to do this, and I'm really sorry I can't do it, but I was timing it, and I would go way over if I tried to do this and explain every step to you guys, and I'm really sorry. There's just no time to do a live demonstration of it. Now you may be wondering, like, how do we maintain that? Well, we have a package repository set up just like Debian. The system is nmrcos.nmrc.org. That is also set up in your app setup whenever you install the system. It should automatically go out there and look for package updates. We don't have anything out there yet. When we get back, we're going to throw in Encrypt and Encovert and a few other goodies. The thing about apt, it lets us graft on to Debian. We don't have to customize every single application. By providing our own app server, you can run Debian's version of X Windows, even though we don't provide it, and even though we may not support it. You know, essentially, you have X Windows and all the associated garbage that goes along with it. developing for NMRC OS. If you want to develop for NMRC OS, creating a non-kernel package is really simple. And it's actually already taken, again, by basing it off of Debian, you can just go to the Debian website and check out the Debian developer's reference, which tells you exactly how to make a package. If I had time to do the demonstration, and I'm really sorry, I would have shown you briefly how to do that. Creating the kernel package is very similar. It's also very easy. What you do is you use a Debian-supplied tool, kernel package that will tell you how to build it and install it, and creates a dev for you. There's really not a whole lot you got to do. It's they made it really easy. When you distribute your package, you can either send it to us or FTP it to the to your own website. There's documents out there that tell you how to set up your own app repository if you want, so you can have yours, ours, then Debian's, and kind of graft onto ours that way. Creating your own distro. We have actually the Debian included tools to create a CD require that you have an entire mirror of the Debian archive, or at least a section of it, which makes it extremely disk intensive. It's like, I don't know, 80 gig for the whole thing, I think, right now. We created some tools that allow you to create a CD using a very minimal amount of disk space. I think currently we're using like maybe 150 meg total for the creation of the CD and everything. That's on there as an NMRC-CD package. So when you install that, you can basically learn how to create your own NMRC OS-based CDs and kind of do what we did to Debian. Let's see. Now, there's a lot of future plans for this thing. Like I said, we're going to implement a lot of things regarding privacy for the user, not just privacy and security for the admin. There's been a recent talk in the Red Hat community about opening up the development process for Red Hat Linux, and I've been playing around with that, and I've got a semi-working copy of an RPM Red Hat-based version of this. And so we were talking about having, you know, both or out there so that people that want to use an RPM or Red Hat-based distro can do that as well. And now I'm going to open this up to questions and follow-up because I'm sure you guys have quite a few. Anything? Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Run back there.
Can I get a bit more specific about Trusted Path and other kernel mods? As I said, Nomad was the primary developer on kernel mods and stuff like that, so I'm going to let him answer that, if that's all right.
Hey, basically on the Trusted Path one, essentially what it does is in the kernel it enforces that when you run an executable, it has to be owned by root, it has to not be world or group writable, it has to be in a directory owned by root that is not world or group writable. And this applies even to root, that way if someone gets on your box and puts some code in there and for some reason you've altered your path to actually execute from your current directory first, for example, which would be stupid. But if you did that, the thing has to be owned by root. The whole idea is that if someone pops an account on the system, then they're going to have to get root to get their executable to run. That doesn't kill everything. I know someone's going to say, does it handle a Perl-E and then put your gobbledygook in there? No, it doesn't take care of that, but it does at least kind of, you know, raise the bar a little bit. As far as the other mods go, the main thing is the OpenWall patch, as well as I don't know how many people are familiar with the Hap Linux patch. Those are the two main things. The Hap Linux patch mainly does some stuff for chrooting and a little bit better like logging during p-tracing and stuff like that. A little more control over what's going on there. the Hap Linux patch, where is it from? From some guy named Hank. I can't remember the URL off the top of my head. Google is your friend. If you look for Hap Linux, you'll find the patch. I can't. It's like aimsgroup.com/something or other. I can't remember the URL off the top of my head. So.
Yeah, we looked at the Trusted Debian project. There's other secure versions of Debian out there, Trusted and some other things like that. Let me go up here. And we looked at that, and you may wonder, you know, why didn't we just, you know, join the Debian project and contribute that way? Why did we have to create our own distribution? Well, the reason for that is a couple reasons. A, a lot of us are extremely paranoid, and we don't want to join any other project. Debian, I think, if I remember correctly, requires that you actually physically meet someone in order to get your key signed and everything. There's a lot of us that just really frightens us. The other thing is the reason why is because there's been some differences. One of the things I talked about yesterday, I forgot to mention today, is that something as simple as clearing the screen whenever you log out was a difference between what we wanted and what the Debian wanted. The latest Debian list, mailing list archive that I saw, was that they decided that by default, Bash should not clear the screen upon logout. Now I agree that, you know, security through obscurity never works. However, it, you know, if we're targeting this for people that may not know a lot about security, it just helps. You know, it doesn't hurt. You know, if they don't know what they're doing when they leave, and they leave all the crap that they've been doing, they could leave something there that could later on be used to break into the system. So something as simple as that allows, you know, made us kind of think, you know, why don't we just go our own way? We'll graft on a Debian, that way we'll have complete control over what we want to override and how we want to produce this. What do we use for a firewall? That's currently IP chains, 2.2 kernel IP chains. So that's what we're using there. And in the install, there's an actual thing where it sets it up and all that for you. It's a GS2? GS variant? Okay. Well, cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll take a look at that. Okay. Well, let me talk to you after this, and we'll get. Okay. Okay. Cool. Thanks. He was saying that there's a Gen 2 kernel that has most of the features that we have in there, and it's a lot faster. The 01 batch scheduler, a whole bunch of other shit. So, so take a look at Gen 2. All right, yeah, cool, we'll do that. Really? I am not aware of that. I'm sorry, I didn't know if... We have some CDs to give out, so I think we tested every single one of them to make sure they boot. So I'll make sure to get you one, okay? Do we provide source packages? Deb source packages? Do we provide Deb source packages? They are not on the CD. We're uploading them to nmrcos.nmrc.org, so you can app get them just like all the other stuff. So that should be done. We had some problems accessing it from here, so we're going to do it when we get back. Yes? Steg in the file system? Like a rubber hose.